Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions.
Chop the meat up if you'll roll the pastry.
All right, Aggie.
Oh, BB, where are you?
In the kitchen, dear.
Oh, hello, girls. What's cooking?
We are.
Hey, what a lovely platter of smoked salmon.
Mr. Lyon, please don't eat any of that.
Why not? It's my food.
Now, stop that. We want everything to look perfect for Angela's mother.
Then you don't want these plates to be so full.
I thought you and Master Richard were picking Mrs. Ferguson up at the station.
We are. I wonder if she's bringing a trunk.
Oh, don't be daft. She's only staying for 3 days.
Evidently, you don't know women.
Oh. Well, in case you haven't noticed it, I'm not a boy.
No kidding. Oh, look, Swiss cheese.
Honestly, what am I going to do with you? Aggie, hand me the flour, will you? Oh, you'd better let me do that, Mrs. Lyon. You'll ruin your new dress.
If you ask me, she's getting to be a very dangerous woman.
What do you mean?
She dresses to kill and cooks the same way.
Aggie, hand me that rolling pin.
Oh, honey, I was only kidding.
Say, this looks like a banquet. You gals are really putting it on.
Richard, be careful what you say. Aggie's got a knife and your mother's got a rolling pin.
And I'll use it if your father doesn't stop eating that food.
Pop, you shouldn't eat all the best things.
I'm not eating anything. I was just wondering what that patty tastes like.
It's wonderful.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Your mother's been working so hard so that everything will be perfect for Miss Angela's mother.
Ma, I appreciate it, but you don't have to go overboard. Mrs. Ferguson is just as simple as you are.
Son, that's no way to talk about your future mother-in-law.
In Mrs. Ferguson's bedroom, and I put the pink tulips in the black Wedgwood bowl.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Do you think we have enough flowers in the living room?
If you have any more, it'll look like a florist.
Yes, you don't want it to look overcrowded.
Mother, what are you making?
Something Cornish for Mrs. Ferguson. They're called Cornish pastries.
No, you mean pasties.
Oh, pasties or pastries, what's the difference? I just want everything to be as Cornish as possible.
Daddy will be here.
You know, she's getting too fresh and too funny.
Mrs. Lyon, if you let me have the pastry, I'll put the meat and potatoes in it.
All right, Aggie, here you are. Richard, you've been in Cornwall a lot. What do they call them down there?
Teddy Auggies.
Well, since you're making them, Aggie, I think we should call them Taddy Aggies.
Thank you, Miss Barbara.
What else are we having for lunch?
Nothing, if you don't stop eating it.
Okay.
What do you think we should do to entertain Mrs. Ferguson while she's here?
Well, we could take her to a couple of shows.
Yes, that would be a nice idea.
And she'd probably enjoy seeing some of the great sights of London, like St. Paul's Cathedral, Houses of Parliament, Flory Wainwright.
You know, it's a good thing Flory isn't here.
Say, Pop, we better get started for the station.
All right, son, I'll get the car.
Oh, Daddy, I have to write a special feature for my paper this morning. Will you drop me off at my office?
Of course, honey.
Now, Skeeter, be a good boy. Oh, honestly, how do you expect me to do any work if you keep getting under my feet?
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, not again. That's the fifth time you've rearranged those scattered cushions.
Well, I'm a little nervous, and it gives me something to do. I hope she likes me.
And why shouldn't she? Now, for goodness sake, relax.
All right, I'll just change the cushions around once more.
Oh, go right in, Mrs. Ferguson.
Thank you, Mr. Lyon.
I'll take your coat, Mother Ann.
Aggie, she's here.
Aye, I'll away and let you get acquainted.
Oh, BB, here's Mrs. Ferguson.
How do you do, Mrs. Lyon?
How do you do, Mrs. Ferguson? This is a great pleasure.
Well, now you've met all the family except Barbara.
Don't be silly. I've known Barbara for years. Mr. Lyon, here's the cider.
Oh, thanks. Mrs. Ferguson, this wee Scottish lass is our Aggie.
Oh, yes, of course. Angela's told me all about you.
Oh, she has she? Well, I'm not as big a snoop as they say I am.
No, she's a little one. What do you say we all sit down?
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, Mrs. Ferguson, I know it's a little early, but would you care for a glass of Cornish cider?
Ma, it's Devonshire.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you care for a glass of Cornish Devonshire?
No, but I'd love a glass of cider.
Good, because I've poured them all out.
I'll take over, Aggie.
Thank you, and I'll see how lunch is coming along.
Well, help yourselves, everyone.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Too bad Dad Ferguson couldn't come along.
Oh, yes. Rex wanted to very much, but he's working. Maybe next time.
Well, here's to that. We must have cider more often. It's delicious.
And it's very good for you.
Rex and I always keep a bottle in our sideboard. It's made from apples, you know.
How unusual. Most sideboards are made from wood.
Well, they're probably oak apples.
Mother Ann, you'll have to make allowances for Ma. She's still a little nervous.
Well, that makes two of us.
Don't tell me you were nervous, too.
I certainly was, but now that I've met all of you, I see how ridiculous it is.
Oh, how sweet. Ben, will you put Mrs. Ferguson's luggage in her room?
No, I want to do it.
Oh, thank you, Richard. What a nice boy he is. Rex and I are so fond of him.
And we love that daughter of yours. She's a fine girl.
And so considerate. You can be very proud of her, Mrs. Ferguson.
Thank you. But I wish you'd call me Anne.
Oh, of course, Anne. You know, I feel as if I've known you for a long time.
That's funny. I feel the same way about you and Mr. Lyon. Oh, may I call you Ben?
Well, I'd rather have you call me B.B.
Yes, I think that might be better.
You know, it doesn't seem possible our kids have been engaged a year.
No, it seems only yesterday that Richard came and asked for our little girl's hand. And oh, he was so shy and kept fidgeting with his tie.
Anne, I'm happy Richard went to you first.
So am I. Nowadays, so many young people become engaged without their parents even knowing about it.
Yes, it was different in our day. When Ben asked me to marry him, I told him he'd have to ask my mother first.
Well, you weren't taking any chances. You knew she was already married.
Anne, did you ever hear such conceit? Honestly, to hear him sometimes, you'd think I proposed to him.
Well, it wasn't quite like that. The truth is, we were all in swimming, and Bibi's mother held my head underwater until I said yes.
Ben.
That's not the way I heard it. Ma told me when she first met you, she gave you the cold shoulder.
And it's true. You can ask anybody in Hollywood. They all knew your father was carrying a torch for me.
Honey, I had to. You weren't very bright.
You'll get used to them, Mother Ann. They're always kidding each other.
Richard, when a husband and wife can joke about those things, it proves they're happily married.
I'll remember that.
Oh, I almost forgot. Have you and Bibi made out your guest list for the wedding?
Well, we sent it to you. Didn't you get it?
No, only 11 names, including the family.
Oh, that's it.
What? You mean that's all?
Well, I understood from Angela and Richard they wanted a small wedding.
Yes, we thought it would be a lot nicer.
Anne, what kind of a wedding did you have in mind?
Well, the kind every mother dreams of. A lovely big church filled with flowers, packed with friends and acquaintances, and, of course, a wonderful reception.
Then I don't see why you shouldn't have it.
Bibi, stop meddling.
Oh, she's not meddling.
But we don't want a big wedding.
You're right, son. They're not nearly as nice as little ones.
Ben, without big weddings, you can't have little ones. Richard, dear. Richard, you'll understand that joke when you're married.
Well, I understand one thing. All the plans have been made, I'm happy to say.
Yes, but you're not getting married until the 1st of July. We have plenty of time to rearrange everything, haven't we, Bibi?
Oh, of course we have. And I've got loads of ideas.
You're wonderful. It's going to be such fun planning everything with you.
Don't I even get a say in it?
Darling, don't be silly. You're only the bridegroom. Come on, Anne. Let's go in the den and start working.
All right, dear. I want to make out a new guest list, too.
Pop, what am I going to do?
Son, when two women get a silly idea in their heads, there's only one thing for a man to do.
What's that?
Exactly what they tell him to do.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Richard, look who I found on the doorstep.
Hi, family.
Hello, Angela, dear.
Well, if it isn't the future Mrs. Lyon.
That's right, darling. Well?
Well, what?
I'm waiting for a kiss from the handsomest man in London.
Well, until he gets here, why don't you kiss Richard?
I'll do that.
Where are Mrs. Ferguson and Mother, Daddy?
Oh, they've been in the den for the last hour having a conference.
About what?
Our wedding. That is what's left of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Our mothers have decided to disorganize everything.
You mean reorganize.
He knows what he means.
They both want a big wedding and a big reception.
What did you say?
What could I say? They know we have to leave the reception at 3 o'clock to fly to Spain.
Spain? Angela, how did you talk Scrooge into going there?
He didn't have to. It was my idea.
Oh, come now, boy. Your idea of a honeymoon abroad is taking your bride to a cinema to see a travelogue.
If your mothers have their way, that's all you'll have time for.
Phoebe, I think that's a divine idea. And furthermore, we can... Oh, Angela, darling, I didn't know you were here.
Hello, Mummy.
Well, if it isn't my future daughter-in-law.
Oh, don't they make a lovely couple?
They certainly do.
How's my little baby?
Oh, I'm fine, darling.
And how's my little baby?
Pop's fine, too.
Hello, Mrs. Ferguson. I'm Barbara.
Oh, hello, Barbara, dear. I'm so happy to meet you.
Just wait until you kids hear about the plans your mother and I've made for the wedding reception.
Yes, we've got everything settled. It's going to be a big garden party.
Couldn't you unsettle it?
Oh, I haven't shown you a picture of the house and garden yet. Richard, where did you put it?
Oh, right here in the cupboard. I'll get it for you.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot all about Aggie. I wonder if she needs any help.
Okay, Mother, I can take a hint.
You sure you don't mind?
No, I wouldn't dream of separating you two pals.
Phoebe, darling, here's a picture.
Let me see. Oh, Ben, isn't it a lovely house?
It certainly is. What a beautiful big garden. Mm.
I thought he'd have the buffet table right there, do you see? In front of the French windows. It'll be so convenient for bringing the food from the kitchen.
But, Anne, won't that make it a bit awkward for the guests? There's much more room at the other end of the garden.
I know, but having the tables in front of the French windows will make it much easier for me to arrange things.
But the guests will hardly have room to move around. After all, we must consider them, too.
Bibi, dear, are you trying to say I'm thinking only of myself?
Of course not, Anne, dear. I'm merely saying you're not thinking of anyone else.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, please.
I was just trying to be practical. I don't wish to be rude, Bibi, darling, but I do think your idea is rather idiotic.
And I think your idea is rather idiotic.
Girls, it's not worth arguing about.
You keep out of this. This is just between us idiotics.
Ma, forget it, please.
Aggie said everything's ready. What do you two pals say to a little lunch?
Very well. The dining room is straight ahead. After you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Not at all. After you, Mrs. Lyon.
Richard, what's happened? They look like they're ready to declare war.
Let's just say our diplomatic relations have been cut off.
Oh, Bibi, will you pass Anne the salmon?
Of course. Would you care for some salmon, Mrs. Ferguson?
Thank you, Mrs. Lyon.
Nice weather we're having, isn't it? I mean, for this time of year.
Yes, it's really balmy outside.
It's balmy in here, too.
Oh, Mother Bibi, will you please pass Mommy the pepper?
Oh, certainly. Here are your teddy oggies.
Oh, they look lovely, Aggie. Just put them down here and I'll serve them.
Pepper, Mrs. Ferguson?
Thank you, Mrs. Lyon.
Is anything wrong?
Yes, my wife has been interfering.
That's a fine thing to say. After all, my son doesn't get married every day.
Well, I should hope not.
What did you say?
Now, hold it.
You know, it would have been a lot simpler if you kids had eloped.
Are you kidding?
And get no presents?
Bibi, when I said I should hope not, what I meant was, well, why shouldn't you say what you like?
Oh, well, I probably wasn't very tactful, Anne. If I said anything to offend you, I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
No, it was completely my fault, dear.
No, it wasn't. It's easy for me to say the wrong thing, even when I say nothing.
Darling, you didn't. It was me. I took it the wrong way.
No, I insist it was my fault.
No, it was mine.
It was both your faults. Now, let it go at that.
Aye, and I'll away and make some nice, strong coffee.
We just want our children to have a lovely wedding.
And a happy marriage.
All marriages are happy. It's the living together afterwards that starts all the trouble.
Isn't he silly?
Absolutely ridiculous. Phoebe, darling, if you want the buffet tables at the end of the garden, I won't debate the point.
No, I'm not going to make any more suggestions.
Thank you, Ma.
Anyway, we settled the guest list. Oh, did you bring it with you, dear?
Yes, here you are. It comes to exactly 120.
Isn't that rather a lot?
Oh, Barbara, let's be fair. Your mother's entitled to the same number of guests as I am.
You mean there will be 240?
Phoebe, are you crazy?
Well, where are we going to put them all?
Do you think Angela's father is a millionaire?
I hope so.
Oh, I think it's awful.
Now, look, girls, can't you cut that guest list down?
Well, perhaps we could a little. I'll take Mrs. Vandermeer's dog off mine.
You mean you were letting her bring her driver that or her husband, and I think she likes a dog better.
Well, now it's my turn to take someone off my list. Let's see. Ooh, I don't even know this man. I'll cross off Brian Gallen.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't do that. He's the best man.
Oh, well, we'll work on it after lunch.
And we promise to cut it down.
Now you're making sense.
Oh, and Barbara, I'll give you all the details so that you'll be able to print your story before any of the other newspapers.
Boy, a quiet little wedding.
Darling, it'll be nice to have the newspaper clippings to look back on.
Ma, I don't want a lot of publicity. I just want to get married and settle down like an ordinary housewife.
Look, kids, since your mothers have promised to cut down, I think you should accept everything gracefully.
Of course we will.
You bet. And it'll make Dad Ferguson happy, too.
Oh, it's just one thing. In case it rains, we should have a marquee.
Oh, gosh, they're rather expensive.
Hey, make yourself comfortable, and I'll tell the family you're here, Mrs. Wainwright.
Don't disturb them, Maggie.
Pop, how much does it cost to rent a marquee?
Why, rent one. Ask Flory to lend you one of her nightgowns.
Oh, Daddy.
Shouldn't have rushed through your lunch just because I was in here.
I made them do it. I was dying to meet you.
Thank you, my dear.
You know, you all left the table in such a hurry, I didn't have time to serve your coffee.
So you brought it in here for us. Aggie, you're an angel.
Not yet, thank goodness. Well, if you want anything else, let me know.
We will, Aggie. Mrs. Ferguson, I must apologize for my appearance.
Well, I really don't know why.
Well, you know, there was such a wind blowing, I haven't had time to tidy my hair. It's such a mess. I'm ashamed for anyone to see it.
Well, give it to me and I'll hide it in the cupboard.
Why, Ben, dear, I didn't know it was you sitting there. I thought the stuffing had come out of the armchair.
Let those insults fool you. They're really good friends.
You don't have to tell me, dear. I happened to be looking at Mrs. Wainwright when your father came in just now, and I've never seen anyone beam so broadly.
Yeah, Flory always did have a broad beam.
Oh, what a funny joke.
Oh, you liked it.
I always did.
Me too. The first time I heard it, I laughed so hard I fell out of my cradle.
Well, that explains a lot. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to love and leave you all.
Why, dear?
Have to get back to my office and finish the story I'm working on.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, don't feel sorry for me, Angela. I enjoy it.
Goodbye, all. See you later.
Bye. Oh, Flory, Aggie saved you one of our teddyoggies.
Oh, how thoughtful. I haven't had a teddy oggy since I spent my holiday at Newquay last summer. It's such a lovely place.
Oh, maybe Miss Angela and Master Richard can go there next year on their second honeymoon.
Oh, I don't care where I go, just as long as I'm with Angela.
Oh, isn't that a lovely thing to say?
Well, Richard's a very sweet boy. Angela's a lucky girl to get him for a husband.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, Richard's lucky, too. He's getting a wonderful girl for a wife.
I agree, but judging from the remark Mrs. Wainwright made, she doesn't seem to think so.
Oh, I'm afraid you misunderstood me. I merely meant that Angela's making quite a catch. Oh, dear, no, that sounds wrong. Oh, what I'm trying to say is...
Flory, close your big mouth before somebody loses their head.
No, let Mrs. Wainwright talk. I think she should be frank.
It's a better name for her than Flory.
Well, Mummy, I'm sure Mrs. Wainwright didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Uh-huh. Then what did she mean?
Now, Anne, she just has an odd way of saying things.
I'm sorry, I just can't swallow that woman.
That's the first sensible thing that's been said.
Flory, say something nice.
What do you want me to say?
That you're leaving.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, this is just great.
Well, after all, I've known Richard so much longer than I've known Angela.
You see, Anne, you'd really like her if you knew her.
Phoebe, I'm surprised to hear you siding with that woman against me.
Oh, she's not a woman. She's my friend. I'm only trying to be fair.
Well, I'm afraid you're not succeeding, Mrs. Lyon.
That's a matter of opinion, Mrs. Ferguson.
Girls, girls, forget it. Why don't you kiss and make up?
I wish we could, Richard. I'd like to be friends with Mrs. Lyon, but I'm afraid she doesn't feel the same about me.
Oh, but I do. I wish you everything that you wish me.
What a horrible thing to say.
Now, cut it out, do you hear?
Oh, why did I have to start all this?
Because you're a big, fat troublemaker.
She is not. Mrs. Ferguson just took what she said the wrong way.
Oh, so now it's my fault. Mrs. Lyon, I thought you were my friend, but it seems I've been sheltering a viper in my bosom.
I'm not interested in where you keep your pets.
Phoebe!
I don't think I can stand anymore. I'm going upstairs to cry into my pillow. And I'm going upstairs and cry in my pillow, too.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I mean, they're silly arguments over absolutely nothing. And what have they got to show for it?
Soggy pillows.
Mother-in-law department.
It isn't. They're not speaking.
Oh, great. Where are they?
Sitting in the living room, just glaring at each other.
It's the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened in this house, and that's saying something.
You mean you can't break through the iron curtain?
No, so we're going to have to be a little drastic.
Well, someone let me in on all this.
Pop's got a great idea. Nasty, but great.
Barbara, just go along with everything we say.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Angela?
Now, wait a minute, Richard. Wait a minute. You'd better think this over.
Pop, there's no use arguing. It just won't work out.
Why? What's the matter?
Just a minute, Anne.
I was a fool to have said I'd marry you.
Oh, I was a bigger fool. I asked you.
How dare you talk to that lovely girl like that?
Oh, Mother, let them handle it.
Richard, here's your engagement ring. Don't drop it or you'll have 7 years bad luck.
Angela! That's a dreadful thing to say. Now, take that ring back. You'll never find another boy like Richard.
She doesn't want another boy like Richard.
Now, then, you keep out of this. Kids, I want you to stop fighting.
They're not fighting. They're calling the wedding off.
What did you say?
Oh, this is crazy. Anne, dear, talk to them.
Of course, Phoebe, darling.
Now then, what's the matter with you two?
We'd rather not discuss it.
They feel if their mothers are going to have trouble now, their marriage hasn't got a chance.
You mean they're breaking up on account of us?
Well, you can't help it if you don't like each other.
But I love Phoebe.
And I adore Anne.
You have a funny way of showing it.
We just had a little misunderstanding, but we're fine now.
Yes, we're terribly sorry. Will you forgive us?
Well, sure, but it won't work. You'll only start fighting again.
Yes, and we're not getting married. Ben, say something.
Congratulations, Phoebe.
Angela, does this mean you're never getting married?
Children, if we promise never to have another cross word, will you please change your minds?
Please, give us one more chance.
And you can have a really small wedding.
Did you hear that, kids?
Richard, it won't do any harm to discuss it.
No, I guess not. How about it, Miss Ferguson?
All right, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, that's good. Wonderful.
Come on, kids, sit down and we'll make some tea for you.
Oh, Mother, it's not exactly a kitchen subject. Let's talk it over in the garden.
Did I hear you say you're going out in the garden?
That's right. Coming, Aggie?
No, I have things to do in the kitchen.
Come on, Pop.
Right, son.
We'll bring some chairs.
Oh, wait a minute, Anne. I think you and B.B. should stay here.
Why should we? You and Barbara are going.
We were invited.
Angela, you want Mommy to help you, don't you?
Yes, dear. You just stay here. We won't be long. Richard, don't you want your mother?
No, thanks, Ma. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Good. See you later.
Well, how do you like that? Our own children.
You'd have thought we were strangers. They didn't even give us credit for trying to help them.
Just for that, we'll let them run their own lives.
Mm-hmm. We'll teach them. I've never known such ingratitude.
Neither have I. Honestly, I'll never get over this day if I live to be 35.
It's a good thing we've got each other. Come on, chum. Let's make some tea.
All right, pal. Can you hear anything, Aggie dear?
No, I can't.
But I can see them all out in the garden.
Oh, I do hope they make it up. Oh, so do I.
It looks as if you two will have to stick together from now on.
Oh, we will.
Suppose they decide to call the whole thing off.
Well, they better not. If they don't get married, I'll refuse to go to the wedding.
Shh, they're coming up the path.
Oh, come in, kids.
Well, we're right with you, Papa Ben.
Shut the door, Richard.
Let me get in first.
Ben, did they make up?
Quick, tell us.
Aye, what happened?
Oh, now, don't be so impatient, girls. Barbara, you'd better break the news.
Well, it was touch and go there for a while, but we finally persuaded them.
Yes, the wedding's on again.
Oh, God. Angela, darling, I'm so thrilled.
So am I. And we want a big wedding.
Yes, with all the trimmings.
No, darling, we've learned our lesson. You'll have a small wedding.
Just the way you wanted it.
Honey, you don't understand. They really do want a big wedding.
No, they don't. They're only trying to be nice.
I tell you, they do. Now, don't be silly, BB.
If you ask me, you're the one who's being silly, Ben.
That's a matter of opinion, Mrs. Lyon.
Well, it happens to be true, Mr. Lyon.
That was Life with the Lyons, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Angela Ferguson, and Virginia Winter. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, and the BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by John Jessar. Bob Locke and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.